Leading the news this morning, Kevin Rudd is due to fly into Brisbane in just under an hour and he'll hold a news conference. The former Foreign Minister has yet to formally declare he'll stand in Monday's leadership ballot, but he is expected to make some form of announcement at that media conference shortly after he touches down. The bloodletting is continuing with four ministers now publicly backing Mr. Rudd. Scott Rush is among foreign prisoners who've been moved out of Bali's Kerobokan prison. His fellow Bali Nine members and Chappelle Corby are refusing to leave. Authorities are evacuating foreigners because of riots at the jail. A United Nations report has uncovered atrocities by Syria's regime. It says troops have shot dead unarmed women and children, shelled residential areas and turned hospitals into torture chambers. It's drawn up a confidential list of Syrian military officials it's accusing of crimes against humanity. Hundreds of Victorian nurses will walk off the job at three Melbourne hospitals this morning in a series of rolling stoppages. They want an independent umpire to be appointed to settle their long-running dispute with the state government. The government will ask Fair Work Australia today to order the nurses back to work. And Azaria Chamberlain's parents are in Darwin today for the fourth inquest into their daughter's death. Nine-week-old Azaria disappeared from their tent in Uluru in 1980. They want the coroner to officially recognise Azaria was killed by a dingo. Azaria's mother, Lindy Chamberlain Crichton, spent 3 years in jail, but her murder conviction was later quashed.